Joj, pa buš ti ko buš velik.
Jedrski fizik.
Pa ti?
Genska inženjelka.
O, kako zanimivo. Kaj pa ti?
Jaz bom pa biolog.
Biolog? Kaj pa dela biolog?
Bilo kaj.
Katedra za biologijo. Oddaja o biločem za bilo koga.
Krajši pogled v širši kontekst znanosti.
Norwegian Beaver Project. Šestega februarja je na oddelku za gospodarstvo oziroma pardon, na oddelku za gozdarstvo biotehniške fakultete potekalo poljudno predavanje. Doktorica Patricija Graf z Univerze v Ljubljani je poslušalcem predstavila Norwegian Beaver Project, pri katerem je sodelovala. Cilj projekta je odkrivanje slabo poznanega načina življenja bobrov, nekoč ogrožene živalske vrste. Projekt poteka od leta 1997 in že od takrat je naravnan predvsem znanstveno. Raziskovalna ekipa se danes ukvarja s pridobivanjem podatkov o vedenju bobrov na Norveškem in drugod po Evropi. Nove razsežnosti v raziskovanju je vsekakor prinesel tehnološki razvoj. Z njim smo namreč pridobili naprave, ki nam omogočajo merjenje zapletenejših vedenj. Ljudje smo se nedolgo nazaj odločili, da bomo začeli podrobneje raziskovati življenje bobrov. To počnemo predvsem zaradi varstva te živalske vrste, prav mi pa smo bili odgovorni tudi za njihovo skorajšnje izumrtje. Bobrom se je na ozemlju današnje Evrope slabo godilo od 16. do 19. stoletja. V tem času so jih ljudje pobijali predvsem zaradi kožuha, iz katerega so izdelovali krzno. Na jedilnikih pa se je večkrat znašlo tudi njihovo meso. Duhovščina ga je takrat smatrala kot ribje in zato so ga ljudje lahko jedli tudi med postom. Danes želimo vzpostaviti ravnovesje tako, da bobre ponovno naseljujemo v njihov naravni prostor. Na ekosistem imajo namreč številne pozitivne vplive. Predvsem je zelo koristno njihovo mojstrsko grajenje jezov.
The cutting of trees creates a new habitat structure or new habitat structures. So here you can see, actually this is suddenly getting an open environment here, so new plants can grow. The dead wood is very good for insects, so insects can settle in there, have food in there, then birds will follow, so a whole range of other species will follow the beaver's activities. Here, fish can hide under those trees, birds that eat fish can sit on those trees, so it's a very structural habitat for other animal species.
Bobri so pri grajenju zelo izurjeni. Iz vej dreves izdelujejo jezove, kadar je gladina voda, nižja od 20 cm. Z njimi si zagotavljajo varnost pred plenilci, ustvarijo pa si tudi stabilno raven vode za lažji prenos vej. O pozitivnem vplivu jezov na okolje zopet spregovori predavateljica.
And here's just some of the impacts. So first of all, the groundwater level is higher, so this area is getting wetter. And then, of course, they increase the water surface, so it's actually shallower parts at the edge of a wetland, for example, where reeds can grow, like species like amphibians can settle down. Then they filter and clarify the water, so above the dam there is sediments filtered out, nitrogen filtered out, it's slower flowing, below the dam there's a faster flowing areas, so different species of fish will use these different parts of a water course differently. And it can even help to prevent floods. So when beavers build dams in the headwaters, this can cut floods that come from the headwaters down to the main waters already at the beginning of the flood. So it can really reduce the impact of a flood.
Razlogov, da je bobr kot vrsta v ekosistemih nepogrešljiv, je torej več kot dovolj. Ponovno uvajanje vrst v njihovo naravno okolje je precej boljše, če poznamo njihovo vedenje. Bobre je zapleteno preučevati, saj so aktivni le po noči, njihova bivališča pa se ponavadi nahajajo sredi zajezenih območij. Zgrajena so iz drevesnih vej, vhod vanje pa je mogoč le pod vodno gladino. V preteklosti so bobre preučevali predvsem v jetništvu, vendar se živali v teh razmerah ne obnašajo enako kot v naravnem okolju. Ekipa Norwegian Beaver Project se raziskovanja loteva na drugačen način in sicer z merilniki pospeška. Delovanje naprave nam razloži predavateljica.
I use accelerometers to study activity and behavior of beavers. And actually, every one of you knows acceleration, because you have it if you, for example, have a tablet or a phone. So if you have your tablet like this and you tilt it and the screen turns as you tilt it, this is acceleration. This is an accelerometer in here that measures the orientation of a device to the Earth's gravitational field. So this is gravity that pulls down from here, and then the device knows how to change the screen. And the same technique we used on beavers. So we put one of these units on beavers, and with these units you can measure so-called static acceleration, so this is different postures of an animal, and you can measure dynamic acceleration. Dynamic acceleration, this is movement induced acceleration. This is actually on top of the static acceleration. So on the beavers, I used triaxial accelerometers, so there's an accelerometer in every of the three orthogonal axes. If you think of a beaver now swimming here, I could measure when it was diving, when it was maybe rolling to the side, when it was grabbing a stick, you can measure this.
Raziskovalka je z ekipo projekta na jugovzhodu Norveške preučevala vrsto bobra Castor Fiber. Živali najprej ujamejo in jim na hrbet namestijo prej omenjene merilne naprave, nato pa s pomočjo pridobljenih podatkov spremljajo njihovo vedenje. Doktorica je meritve v svoji raziskavi primerjala s posnetki bobrov v ujetništvu. Tako se je prepričala, ali se podatki med sabo ujemajo.
So by using these videos I could identify behaviors, and then I tagged the wild beavers in Norway with this unit and checked for these behaviors. So I used the model and could then classify, it's a random forest model, I classified seven different behaviors: standing, walking, swimming, feeding, diving and grooming. For the axis, this is just the best way to plot it, so I used the mean heave acceleration. It's not so important here. But what you see here is these larger dots, this is the class center. So in the best case, if the behavior is not so variable, it should be clustered quite tightly around those middle points, which is the case for swimming, so very distinctive behavior. Grooming is more variable, you can imagine, because it differs from time to time how he grooms his body. So grooming is in orange here. There's a bit of overlap between standing and feeding, because standing is more upright, feeding is more tucked down, but can be pretty similar in the posture. But my classification was quite good, so with 95% of accuracy, I could identify those behaviors. So it turned out really worked.
Znanstvenica je v povezavi z velikostjo ozemlja bobrov raziskovala dve vedenji. Prvo je bilo iskanje hrane. Bobri so rastlinojedi, hranijo se predvsem z lubjem dreves ter drugimi zelnatimi in vodnimi rastlinami. Te dobijo na svojem ozemlju, ki ga vestno in včasih tudi agresivno branijo pred vsiljivci. Drugo vedenje je raziskovalka opredelila kot patruljiranje oziroma delanje obhodov, s katerimi svoje ozemlje stražijo.
So movement in water, here we can see, we have territory size here, that the distance moved per hour increased with territory size. So this could either mean that they were patrolling more or even swimming a bit faster in larger territories. Then we have also the relative patrolling effort, so this is the time at the borders. This was greater in larger territories. So it really showed that they need to put more effort into patrolling. For movement on land, we found that the average distance from the water decreased with territory size. So actually in smaller territories, beavers had to move further away from the shoreline. Another interesting finding was that also the older beaver was. So we have the age here. 15 is quite old for a wild beaver, so that's really a 100-year-old beaver. So the time spent on land increased with age.
Bobri živijo tako v vodi, kot tudi na kopnem in njihova telesa so ustrezno prilagojena na oba načina življenja. Na zadnjih tacah imajo plavalno kožico, med plavanjem pa si pomagajo tudi s ploščatim luskastim repom. Zanimivo je njihovo krzno, ki ga sestavljata dve plasti. Zunanja jih ščiti pred udarom vode, obe skupaj pa predstavljata učinkovit izolacijski sistem v vlažnih in suhih pogojih. Ker veliko časa preživijo v vodi, prevladuje prepričanje, da so bobri redni potapljači. Vedenske vidike potapljanja bobrov je v okviru projekta raziskovala doktorica Patricija Graf. Merila je globino in čas potopa, zadrževanje na dnu ter število potopov na noč, nam pa pojasnila zanimive izsledke raziskave.
We can even see that most of the dives were below 1 meter. So really shallow. Also for dive duration, we found that the longest dive that we measured lasted for only 6.7 minutes, so also very short, while most of the dives were below 1 minute. So really short time. This is the first time this has been tested on beavers. In the literature, there's reports that they can dive up to 20 minutes, but they may still be able to do that, but obviously they don't do it often. We also found that beavers dive during only 2.8% of their principal activity periods, so the time when they leave the lodge in the evening and they come back to the lodge in the morning, so only 2.8%. And indeed, beavers don't depend on diving, like many other divers, like otters, that would dive for getting food. Beavers don't depend on diving, so of course they will not spend so much time diving.
Uporaba sodobne, tehnološko izboljšane opreme nam je zagotovo omogočila dragocen pogled v sicer skrivnostno življenje bobrov ter omogočila uspešno upeljevanje teh živali nazaj v naravo. Pa nam bo tehnologija in z njo pridobljeno znanje zares koristilo pri ohranjanju živalskih vrst, ki smo jih v preteklosti že porinili na rob izumrtja? Zdi se, da se s tehnološkim napredkom kopiči število podatkov o živalih. V kolikšni meri pa podatki vplivajo na ozaveščanje ljudi o sobivanju z vrstami ter njihovem spoštovanju. Bobre in ekosistem spoštuje vajenka Laura.
Kaj pa boš ti, ko boš velik?
Jedrski fizik.
Pa ti?
Genska inženirka.
O, kako zanimivo. Kaj pa ti?
Jaz bom pa biolog.
Biolog? Kaj pa dela biolog?
Bilo kaj.
Katedra za biologijo. Oddaja o bilo čem za bilo koga.
Krajši pogled v širši kontekst znanosti.
Ako je sada sve u redu, pomoću regulatora odredite još željenu glasnoću i boju zvuka.